Hi everyone, Nick from Catching Immortality here. Thanks for joining us again as we look for ways to help us all live longer, happier, healthier lives together while shedding some light on the latest developments in anti-aging research and emerging life extension technologies. Today's podcast is about trying to press the urgency of getting life extension technologies and radical rejuvenation treatments into the mainstream thought and why we should start talking more about developments in longevity science. The brutal truth is, I'm sick of seeing people suffering from illnesses, diseases, and dying too early. In the last few months, I've known two people in their 30s that have died too early. I've had countless family and friends die in their 50s and 60s. I get that death is part of life at the moment, and we all suffer with loss. However, what so many people don't realise is that there are biotech companies out there with a plethora of life-extending technologies in the pipeline. We also have artificial intelligence developing at a rate of knots. The best experts believe that we'll reach artificial superintelligence within the next decade or two, where AI will be able to outthink any human, maybe by a billion to one. It could scour the internet and find resources to solve problems within seconds. I'm talking a being, if you want to call it that, as I think it will become sentient and learn from itself too, and will be able to think critically. Okay, let's call it a tool to solve the most complex problems at a rapid pace that will have the knowledge of 1,000 professors, doctors, astrophysicists, philosophers, you name it, all at once. So when this arrives, the speed up of technological advancements, drug discoveries, and how we view the universe, the space-time continuum, you name it, will be able to be thought about by this wondrous tool, and perhaps we'll start to get answers on things we thought that was impossible. In terms of life extension technologies, I'm excited about how progress in AI, machine learning, quantum computing, and reaching the technological singularity and human-assisted technologies can help fast-track life-saving technologies and age or disease reversal technologies. And I'm talking about the technologies in the pipeline that are currently being developed in labs, such as telomere extension, senolytic drugs, NAD plus boosters, mTOR inhibitors, stem cell therapies, gene therapies, autophagy enhancers, proteostasis modulators, young blood plasma transfusions, nanorobotics, neurotechnology, human-machine integration, bioprinting organs and tissues in the lab, and more. So why then, when we try to talk about things such as curing aging, cellular regeneration, curing mental health issues, and the fact there'll likely be a solution to cure them in our lifetime through the use of artificial superintelligence or further technological advancements, that they tend to be dismissed as a utopian desire or dismissed as impossible without second thought of asking why we're actually bringing up this concept again. It's such a great struggle to get the messaging out because so many people resist what we're saying and put up all sorts of barriers or simply don't want to listen because they might fear what AI might do if it falls into the wrong hands, or they're content with how their life is and don't want to be disrupted, or are fearful of change to the status quo. I saw a great comment yesterday on social media that said, "Nobody listens to us because one third of people are religious and look forward to heaven, so they don't really care about living longer. One third don't like the idea of living longer because they want less humans on the planet from an environmentally sustainable perspective. The other third are too young and feel invincible, but they don't even have an interest in longevity science because it's too far off and not relevant to them." I do applaud the third group for wanting to live in the moment. As I got a bit older and became a father, my sense of mortality really hit me a lot harder. But in my teens and 20s, definitely felt that invincibility. But I'm incredibly frustrated at the other two thirds. There's also some people out there that think it would be more fun to focus their attention on producing deep fake videos instead of throwing their efforts to using new technologies for good. New technology can save our life. It's that simple. We need to be prepared for when the life extension technologies being explored in scientific labs has an even smarter person, an artificial superintelligent tool, sitting behind the microscope. What do you think might happen then? We'll crack the genetic code, that's what. So getting back to the groups of people resisting the messages around extending our lifespans. One third of people are religious and look forward to heaven. I was raised religious and I keep an open mind about everything. I try to live my life on a good ethical and moral footing. I try to shape my kids into good humans. However, what I truly believe is that we are in charge of our own destinies. There may be some pearly gates waiting for us when we die, but if we can control our own destiny here on Earth now, try to make the world a better place, try to suffer less, try to support these life-extending technologies that will stop our grandparents from dying when we are teenagers, stop children dying from infant diseases, stop young people taking their lives due to depression, then why wouldn't we control our fate now? Because in the next couple of decades, if we harness artificial intelligence and ensure it is used for good, and the great scientific minds of our worlds have a list of ever-expand technologies that we control, test, and implement, why wouldn't we give living longer to spend more time with our treasured friends and our families for longer a go? When your time's up, it's up. But it doesn't mean we should look forward to dying and it all ending up in the hope something even better is waiting for us. No, let's make heaven on Earth. That's how we take charge of our own destiny. When artificial superintelligence helps us map our minds in digital form, we might be able to create that paradise we want anyway. We've just got to make sure the technology is being used for good. Throw away fear. If we stuff up, we're going to all die anyway, right? So why not fight to bring life-extending technologies to make heaven on Earth? People think, nah, it's impossible to live longer and change the world to make it a better place. Why bother? Well, have you ever met someone 1 billion times smarter than a human being? You might meet them if you give up and go to heaven, but if we can use artificial superintelligence to solve aging and extend our lives on Earth for longer and to keep everyone around we love and we'll miss if we don't, if they die, we'll become sadder and on and on. If we act to pursue immortality, longevity, escape velocity, or even living another 50 years, then we'll give ourselves a chance of the technology being worked out. But if we sit back and wait for our maker, then I can 100% assure you we will die as usual, live out our days hoping for a grand exit, just like our ancestors did. So let's act now, spread the word, encourage the media to talk about longevity science, or heck, start a channel like me to get the word out there. The more hands there are ready to catch these great solutions for living longer and taking charge of our own destiny, the greater chance we'll have of building a better world that will inspire us all to live longer. Also, if we know we're all gonna be living longer together, wouldn't this make us all be more accountable to one another? So let's be our own maker. Stare ourselves in the mirror and say, we can make heaven on Earth and use technology to reshape society into more of a paradise that is shared by all. If a certain segment of society don't want to get on board, it's their choice. We can still probably carve out a part of the universe or our Earth for them to await their maker, because it's their choice now. I don't expect everyone to want to live longer. I just want people to hear us out, because the benefits are amazing if it's all done right. And that's what we should be aspiring to make the world, which is the best place as possible for us to live out our days, which could be indefinitely if the exponential progress in longevity science I see happening proves to be right. Now onto the next group. 1/3 don't like the idea of living longer because they want less humans on the planet, because we'll deplete our infinite resources on the planet and we should be reducing emissions. I fundamentally agree with that, but that's not my point. Yes, I firmly believe we need to look after the planet, and I can see why so many people want the population kept under control, and that longevity science directly contravenes this. So I do get your objections. However, consider this. When we achieve artificial superintelligence, and there's still a set of problems about sustainability, carbon emissions, climate change, social unrest, poverty, economic disparity, job displacement, all sitting on the table, if we had the chance to bring in the big guns, and I'm talking about the tool that is 1 billion times smarter than any other human who ever walked the earth, and can access all the information at the click of a button and process it rapidly, learn from itself and make conclusions and model data across a multitude of scenarios all at once, do you think it might be able to have a good shot at solving the sustainable energy crisis? I think yes. Do you think it might help us figure out a way to travel efficiently in space? I think yes. If we can terraform new worlds, particularly new and exciting ones, do you think everyone will stay on Earth? My ancestors left the UK to come to Australia, for goodness sake. I think someone will be interested in living on a different planet if it's safe to do so. I know so many women that would do that to get away from their mother-in-law. Jokes aside, if the technology to extend life and the technology to make our life sustainable could coexist, would you then be open to the idea of living longer and the population getting larger and colonising the universe? Just like the old 10-pound pom which came to Australia over 100 years ago, someone will make getting off the planet attractive for people. Also, if artificial superintelligence can help scientists create clean energy solutions, grow crops, or produce food that is sustainable and healthy, would you be open to this idea? I really think part of the problem here is that we've got to aim for more as a society. We need to come to the table and aspire to create heaven on earth. So, if we can create a blissful, sustainable earth, that's 2/3 of the population hopefully getting on board with living longer in a better world that's more fair, equal, cleaner, and faster. You might have cousins living on one of Jupiter's moons, you never know in the future. Well, for the other group that are too young and feel invincible and they don't have an interest in longevity science because it's too far off, let's show them the love, teach them the importance of family and having a larger network. Show them by curing mental health issues, not having dying kids or premature death, just how cool a new world would be if it's happier, brighter and cleaner. We don't have to sit back and await our fate. We don't have to accept the world as it is now. We can be nicer to each other. Let's all live a longer, happier, healthier lives together for longer. And I really stress the together part, and to give scientists a chance to bring us all a better world. If we die trying, we'll die anyway. So act now, make sure life-saving and life-extending technologies don't sit in labs. Let's ensure AI and machine learning gets thrown at scientists to help them, so the most intelligent tools or beings sitting behind the microscope are there. We can be 1 billion times smarter and go 1 billion times further as a society. This is Nick from Catching Immortality, and I'm so incredibly optimistic and excited about the future. I just want us to be whole and stick around for as long as we can together so that we can see the world become a better place. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for that comprehensive rundown, Nick. Other ways you can help us to go on our website, www.catchingimmortality.com. Check out our Facebook page, have a look at our YouTube channel, and send us an email at info@catchingimmortality.com. Have a nice day.